spring training of 2000, you know, he was there as a legitimate guest instructor. He was 74, but he was still spry. He was still active. He was in uniform on the field every day. He was down there for the entire spring camp. And he worked specifically with Jorge Posada, who was someone who was lacking in confidence. And Yogi did a lot of the things for Posada that Bill Dickey had done for Yogi. I think as time has gone on and Yogi is, you know, diminished, it becomes a gray area. And, you know, Yogi is an older man, sometimes will hold back. I mean, the Swisher incident on the bench, you know, he was watching Swisher hit and struggling in spring training. This was in 2010. And he made a comment to Guidry that, you know, he needs to step up in the box to handle that breaking pitch. And Guidry said, what are you telling me for? Tell him. And Yogi went, nah, he's got coaches. And this was a sign to Guidry that Yogi was beginning to surrender to, you know, the fragility of old age. And it bothered Guidry. I mean, this is someone he loves Yogi, and he is so devoted to him. And so he took it upon himself when Swisher came back to the bench. Guidry stood up in his path and said, pointed at Yogi and said, he wants to talk to you. And Yogi's eyes widened, and Swisher sat down. Swisher's a very good guy. He sat down. Yogi gave him a bit of advice. Whether it was coincidence or not, Swisher went up to the plate next at bat, doubled into the gap, you know, pointed at Yogi in the dugout, and actually went on to have one of his better statistical seasons. But as Guidry says, whether it had something to do with what Yogi told him or not wasn't really the point. The point was that Yogi was able to assert himself, to be part of it, to make himself feel that he wasn't just there as a family heirloom. He was there as someone who contributed. And we all know somebody in our, we all have somebody in our lives, a parent, a grandparent, maybe an older sibling, that we're trying to do the same things for. And that's why I feel this story is very touching and poignant. And in the end, though Yogi is depicted a little differently than in the past, a little pricklier, you know, a little crankier, but ultimately comes out even more endearing.
You can't get past the fact that this would be a much different and sadder story had he never come back to the Yankees. I mean, I was reading this book just trying to picture a world in which he hadn't been back at the stadium over the past 15 years. This is so important to him, and it really keeps him going, it seems.
Well, I think it worked for both people in an extraordinary way. We know what it's done for Yogi. You know, his sons, and even Carmen, began to work on him, you know, in the years before Steinbrenner came to apologize. But Yogi was stubborn and, you know, and was sticking to his guns and had vowed that he would never go back and as long as Steinbrenner owned the team. The sons would say, but Dad, you know, your grandkids will never see you in pinstripes. They'll never see you in Yankee Stadium. Do you really want them to grow up without experiencing that? And Yogi would, you know, it would bother him a little bit, but ultimately he would say, no, I'm not going back there. It wasn't until Susan Waldman, who is a broadcaster for the Yankees now, but at that time she was a reporter for WFAN, the sports station in New York, and she was close to George. And when Yogi's museum on the campus of Montclair State was opening, she had this brainstorm to conduct a show in conjunction with the opening of the museum and have George fly in from Tampa and actually beg Yogi's forgiveness. She thought, you know, George might hang up the phone, but George was ready. I think that was the key. George was ready for a reconciliation, and maybe it had something to do with the fact that Mickey Mantle had died, Joe DiMaggio was gravely ill, and George, not only being, you know, a bit of a softy at heart, but also being a good businessman, understood that Yogi was good for business if he came back to Yankee Stadium. So he came up from Tampa, and he did the apology. And in the end, it helped put a softer face on the Yankee franchise as a whole, because it's easy to portray the Yankees as a team that buys this and buys that. But having Yogi Berra around, you know, every spring training, and Yogi also is around the stadium quite a bit. He goes to the first game of every home series. Certainly helped Steinbrenner soften his image as he was aging at the same time.